We're going all the way to Bush Buckridge. I was just thinking earlier, if Nelspruit can be this hot, how hot is Bush? For sure, shy by my 40 degrees Celsius, my 50. I would not be surprised. So we're going to be chatting to some individuals who are I don't even remember the last time I went to Bush Buckridge. I should visit there again. Very multilingual. We pride ourselves with such languages. Going to connect with them in a moment, find out how it's going. Go spetlele. The patient to their behavior now. Pela enerale ba lotse ba gore patient that's a customer, or is it? Are patients customers? I don't think so. But also, if you as a patient to go spetlele, surely there are some levels of behavior that you need to uphold, right? Gore gone go berekishana. Re ska rore he nurse mamango, doctor mamango tsore gampe gane le wena. Le wena o keneng ka attitude. So on the street shout out today, we are jetting over to Bush Buckridge. Let's see if we'll be able to do this one. I hope we can. I'm crossing my fingers. You're live on Rise FM. So when? I love your name. Tell me your name is Ketumusa. Are we talking to Ketumusa?
Yes.
Which one of your parents gave you Ketumusa as a name?
It's my aunt.
Your aunt?
On my dad's side, yes.
Okay. On which side now? Your dad's side?
From Barberton. My father's side, they come from Mall. Oh. But they are based in Barberton.
Okay. Okay. So, Skulmalana Ketumusa Kubai, who's out a Bush Buckridge. I want to ask you this before we get into our conversation. Which side of your parents' families would you say is just chaotic and just full of drama? They're not listening. It's okay.
Yeah, I would say my father's side.
Why your father's side?
they are bubbly. Not in a bad way, but they are dramatic. They are bubbly people.
Okay.
But yet still dramatic, you know.
Okay, which
get my drift though.
Okay, you're not giving me what I was hoping for. I wanted drama. I was like, yo, but to bow, but snacks, man. But join,
no, no, but, they do. But in a sense, they will ask for money. Let's text, you know. That drama.
Do they know when you get paid?
Do they wait for payday?
Oh, goodness.
But Farahu budget.
Available to Ketumusu was tangling electricity for this month. We know when she's getting paid.
Yes, Bangele, the TikTok fella, they know they have to pick up Ketumusu because I have to pick up the Musa.
Oh, live up to your name, Dombazane.
Oh, yes, my darling.
Absolutely. Where are you? Usemapulaneng, is it a hospital? Mapulaneng Hospital.
Yeah, Mapulaneng Hospital based in Bush Buckridge.
Mm-hmm.
The unit is called Mpilo Clinic, which is a wellness clinic. We are dealing with HIV and TB, baby.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how's the daily experience of the hospital? I take it it's quite a lot of work and you deal with quite a number of patients. How would you say your experience is on a daily experience?
I would say we don't rest in our unit, basically in our unit. I don't know the other ones because I'm based in the wellness clinic. Like my senior, will push. Like if we've got let's say we've got 30 patients that we won't finish in time, we knock off at 4, but we'll end up going at home at 5, half 5, at 6 because of Batupili. She pushes that. Like it's our daily thing. She pushes us we mustn't let down the community, you know.
Right. Right.
So we are always pushing exhaustion, baby girl.
Exhaustion.
It's all about
sure. Until you said exhaustion, baby girl. They are quite sure. I'm thinking, okay, is she happy about this? Is she not happy about this? Marty, baby girl, exhaustion. I'm like, okay, maybe not too happy about it.
No, but I'm happy because I'm doing a good thing for someone else.
Right? Yeah.
They don't have to come back to the hospital. At least I've done something. for that day. Every day it means I'm making someone's day.
I love that. Absolutely love that. Kunabo sister,
nabo
doctor, nabo nurse that have a tendency angathi ukuthi kende ngayini lapho eBushbuckridge emapulaneng kuthi umuntu angathi neshift yakhe. So ukuthi ungena ngo 6, let's say ushayisa ngo 6, being extreme, but yeah, 6 to 6. Bese wena ama patients lafike ngabo ma 3 awubanaki. Ushiyela lowe night shift cause ubona ngathi night shift ayikho busy. Kwendeka yini lapho noma bo sister vele nje ama patients baba attender as per availability.
Well, me being sebenta casualty department normally from both shifts, the opposite one or even our shift, we never done that because like it's an emergency unit, so we never chase like people away. Even our clinic, that's why I said I knock off at 4, but I will end up all of us going at home at 6, and obviously we are not even getting paid.
Oh yes, I hear you. This
it's
thing is
like
a calling.
You are giving back.
It's a calling. So you've been called to serve. And it sounds like you are loving
so
it. You are serving with a purpose.
It in that manner.
I hear you, my loving. Unabani lapho kuyi shift enyalo?
Ngine mphathi wami, my unit manager.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and our nursing assistant.
Okay. I want you to share a message that you want to impart to my patients that come over to Mapulaneng Hospital, and generally, my expectations in impact for your band, you mabafika lapho ukuthi ngikhona ukusebenzisana kahle.
Cooperation, you must always make time to come to the hospital if there's a need.
Mm-hmm.
We are here for them. All the services they need, we have it here. So they mustn't be shy or afraid to come to the hospital. We are here for them. We are getting paid so that we can assist them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying to them, come in numbers so that you can be sorted.
Absolutely. Come in numbers. Little koma pula neng hospital. So rebolela moleketu musa kubai. I'm going to let you go, my love, because you've got a bit of work to do. You have people to serve. But sibonga sikhathi sakho ukuthi ukhulume nathi la ku Rise FM.
It's my pleasure, babes.
Oh, are babes. Are my pleasure, babes.